five or six saloons here, and had eight saloons at Hollywood. Well, they got four saloons here now.
So there were people in the town, but not much out in the country.
No, in the country, no, just a few plantation men.
Mm-hmm. Well, who would live here in the towns? What did the people in the town do for a living?
Well, now you take now, they worked in these stores and the bank and the oil mill. And they wasn't in school yet in those days. There wasn't no school built till 1914.
You mentioned some private school.
No, I got private school now, but those days it didn't.
It didn't.
Now, Ruth taught when she came here. She taught school for a while, and I don't know, three or four or five years. And she finally got tired of teaching down there, and she just went teaching herself music, you see. Mm-hmm. And here, about 2 months ago, she had a letter from Jackson, said that she'd fill this blank. So she thought she had some money coming for teaching back on. Then on the last Sunday was a week ago, she got a check. You know what her first check was? $76.31. And she'll get that now the rest of her life.
Oh, a pension based
on pension,
that,
yeah.
That teaching.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very good. They must have a good pension system.
Well, they do, but there wasn't too many teachers there back in those days. And she didn't know she had anything to do. Now, the old man I said, Colonel Abraham Lincoln, man, he found out she played the piano and everything and needed a music teacher, and he sent her down there and put her in there. He was superintendent of education.
In the county?
Yeah, in the county, yeah.
I noticed a hotel over there in town. How old is that?
Well, that was built in 1917. It has one over and it's burnt and belonged to one of the rich ladies, Mrs. And she built it back, and Ruth and I, we got married, we lived there 5 years with her.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and 5 years.
What's the name of it, the hotel?
Hotel Marie.
Marie.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right on the...
Right on the corner. Then she had a bank. The bank was in the front there.
Right in the center of things.
Yeah.
Did you mentioned the trains.
Well, we had trains here every hour almost, going north and south. We had 11 trains a day to Memphis. Okay. You could catch a train out of here at 6:15 tonight and be back here at 1 o'clock tonight. We'd go to prize fights and shows and everything and come back, leave here at 6-something, leave Memphis at 12 and be here at 1. Why not?
I don't know. I've forgotten how many miles it is to downtown Memphis.
Well, I don't know. It's about 25 miles now because Memphis is almost down to the Till County line. Mm-hmm. I mean, DeSoto line, the Mississippi line now.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering how long did the trains go at a pretty good rate of speed?
Well, those fast trains did. The passenger train now, it'd take you 2 or 3 hours to get to Memphis because it had all these little stops, mm-hmm. See? But that train left there, came through going to New Orleans. It's just this was the first stop, and the next stop was Clarksdale.
Oh, I see. How long has that passenger business been off?
About 20 years.
20 years.
Yeah.
I noticed the Clarksdale, they've got a depot that's in good shape down there.
Yeah.
They've got signs up directing passengers where to go and all that kind of thing. I was wondering how long ago it was since they've had a passenger train down there?
20 years.
20 years.
Yeah. I think it's been about that long.
Nice station there. You happen to remember what any of the trains were named? Did they have names, or were they named after...
No, the Pullmans were named, but that's all.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
The Pullmans had different names.
Would you go in by Pullman or day coach?
You could go on day coach.